This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a lot going on, whether it be basketball, obviously spring football. But something that we've kind of turned attention to over the last couple of weeks is wrestling. As you know, South Florida, the state of Florida, has gotten a lot better. But South Florida in particular has picked it up at the recent state IBT tournament. We won at 3A, obviously, with South Dade, and we talked to Vic Balmaceda last week. We won it in 2A with Somerset Academy with Joey Blasucci. And for the first time at 1A, Matter Lakes Academy wins it pretty convincingly, and head coach Brandon Neifeld has done an awesome job with the program. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Brandon, thanks so much for taking the time, and I appreciate you joining us. And not only that, not only winning the IBT tournament back in January, you won the dual tournament, so you kind of doubled things up. Talk about this team and talk about how you built this program, because you guys have done an awesome job.
Yeah, of course, man. Thanks for having me, too. I'm excited to be here. You know, this team, man, this team's been kind of cooking and brewing for the last 4 or 5 years. We put together like a core group of about 9 or 10 guys. You know, they started with us in 6th, 7th, 8th grade. And, you know, we've kind of been visualizing this moment for a while, you know. And this was kind of the year we were talking about 4 or 5 years ago. And we kind of expected it to come, you know. So we kind of just kept our head down, kept working. You know, all these guys, they grew, they got older, more mature. And this was the year we kind of came out and showed everybody what we're about, you know.
Yeah, and not only that, I mean, like you said, it people don't realize how demanding wrestling it is. You just don't pick it up in November and put it away in February. As as we were talking the other day, I'm sure a lot of you guys, and especially what Vic was telling us last week, his kids were back at it last weekend, just a week removed from the season, because you have to do it. Because with you in 1A, I mean, programs like Cardinal Gibbons and Zephyr Hills Christian, who did real well, I mean, they're at it. St. John Newman, obviously, they're turning things around as well. So your kids have to get back at it. I mean, they wrestle in freestyle tournaments. They wrestle in different tournaments every weekend. Is there a burnout? I mean, did they get burnout? Or do you say, hey, listen, we're going to leave it up to you for a couple of weeks, you know, and you guys, if you want to do stuff now, you can. But as we get towards the summer, we got to turn it back up a little bit.
Yeah, man, the burnout thing is definitely a real thing. You know, kind of like you said, we kind of leave it up to our guys. You know, we're pretty tight knit together. Me and my assistant coaches, you know, Coach Ramsey, like my main guy, you know, we can see our guys and how they're feeling. And, you know, honestly, a couple of them took a week off, you know, maybe even this week as well. But you know, some of the other ones are still working, you know? So I feel like, you know, it's just on an individual type basis. You know, their kids' mindset, their body, if they had injuries, things like that. Yeah. It's definitely, you know, individual one-to-one basis, you know. But, you know, I don't know if you guys heard, they're actually putting together a 1A versus 2A versus 3A dual state dual tournament to see who the best classification is.
When's that coming up?
I think it's April 18th or 19th in Tampa.
Okay.
So I'm gonna be coaching with Coach Ramsey, my guy. We're gonna be the head coaches for 1A, and they're gonna take all the state champs from each division and make a dual tournament out of it. You know, so yeah. it's never been done before. So
that sounds like a lot of fun to me. And then you know as well as I do, I mean, wrestling in this state from 1 to 3A is pretty comparable. And there's a lot of great guys. And you have 5 state champions this year. Kellen and Keegan Messina both won state. Ethan Tran, who did a tremendous job. Calais and Nazario, who did an awesome job. And Damian Soto. By the way, how is Damian feeling? Because I know that he got slammed in the finals against Peter Mako. Is he okay now, or is he all right? Or
yeah, he seems like he's finally, I would say, 100% recovered.
Okay,
you know, it was just an unfortunate situation. I mean, in that position they were in, anybody could slam anybody in that moment. You know, it just sucked for everybody. You know,
no, I agree. I mean, yeah. And you've been around wrestling for a long time, Brandon. And in a situation like that, with 2 referees, does a referee step in and maybe blow the whistle and say, hey, wait a minute? Or you tell me. Because, I mean, I'm not a wrestler. You've been around it. Is there a point? Have you seen it happen where somebody has an opponent up that high and then you know it's inevitably going to be a slam? Do you kind of like potentially dangerous? You tell me how things are in that situation.
No, you're right. I agree. Once you have someone standing straight up on your feet, they're hanging over your back, almost like, you know, some WWE type stuff. You know, I think the referee should have blown the whistle, potentially dangerous, you know, stop the action. But he didn't. And, you know, no. And it's on the other guy to kind of control, you know,
I understand.
You know,
I fully understand. I mean, you know, watching it and have seen, you know, I've seen a million matches. So, I mean, I've seen it happen before. I've seen it called before. I've seen it, you know, I mean, so you take a look at a situation like that. And certainly you guys, after the first day, you put yourself in a position. And then the second day, you just ran away. Talk about some of the kids. I mean, you know, I mean, I just mentioned, you know, Kellen Messina and Keegan Messina who had awesome season. Same thing with Ethan Tran, who did tremendous job, and certainly you guys put some things together in the middle with Nazario at 165, and certainly as we just mentioned at the 190 pound match with Damian Soto. Talk about some of your champions.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the first ones that stand out to me at 165, Calais Nazario. You know, he was in the state finals the last 2 years as a 9th and 10th grader, and he lost both of those. So coming back as a junior, this was a big deal for him. You know, it was everything to him to get that off his back. So seeing him win, man, that was awesome. You know, some of the other guys like Kellen Messina, he got 4th last year, and he had some tough matches to get to the finals. And even in the finals, he won 1-0. You know, he's always been a guy that's kind of stayed really humble and hasn't got a lot of, spotlight. And to see him get that was awesome. Like, you know, he deserves every one bit of that moment, you know. Same for all of them. I mean, Ethan Tran, he was thinking about taking a break at the beginning of the season. He that burnout like we talk about, you know. And he came back, he stuck through it, and now he's happier than ever. He's glad, you know. It's, you know, and Damian Soto as well. He also lost the last 2 years in the state finals last year to Michael Mako, Peter's older brother. So he cut about 20 pounds, lost the weight, you know, the right way. And, you know, it doesn't matter how he did it. He got his title, you know, that he was seeking, you know.
Yeah. No doubt. So now, obviously, with the school's first championship, or actually two, during the season, where do you go now? And how many kids did you do you bring back? How many kids did you lose? Were there some wrestlers that you felt, hey, listen, you know, a match or two away, we could have had these guys in the finals as well?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we had six guys in the finals, and five of those guys are coming back. Only one was a senior, Soto. And, man, there's guys that are on our team that people don't even really know about in the practice room that are just trying to crack the lineup. And I feel like some of them can come out next year and, you know, surprise people. Our team next year is going to be, honestly, just as tough, maybe even tougher than this year. And a lot of the other teams in 1A, I was looking through the, you know, their rosters. They're losing a lot of guys, even 2A and 3A. All the teams in 1A, 2A, 3A, we're losing the least amount of guys out of everybody. So yeah, we're trying to, you know, take advantage of this and get the max potential, you know, the next 2 years, 2 or 3 years.
No doubt. Well, maybe next year before the season starts, we could have a preseason duel with you guys in South Dade. Have it at a great location, and let's see if a lot of people come out. You have two really good programs that are, like you said, are coming back intact and doing a tremendous job. Brandon, I can't thank you enough. Congratulations on what you guys accomplished. I know it's huge for your school. I know the program. I know Matter Lakes has done tremendous in a lot of the sports programs they have, and now wrestling with two state championships in less than 3 months. Again, thanks so much for taking the time.
Yeah, I appreciate it a lot, man, really. And, you know, thank you too, man. Appreciate everything you're covering. You know, you're doing a great thing for all these kids and, you know, teams and everybody involved. So I appreciate you for that. And, you know, thank you so much as well, man.
Good stuff. Coach Brandon Eifeld from the Matter Lakes Bears, winning their first state title a couple of weeks ago on the wrestling mat. Do a tremendous job. Speaking about state titles, Christopher Columbus kind of knows the way pretty well. I mean,